Self-discipline is the cornerstone of personal growth and success. It's the ability to control your impulses, stay focused on your goals, and persist in the face of challenges. In this journey of self-improvement, we turn to the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, one of the greatest Stoic philosophers and the Roman Emperor from 161 to 180 AD. Stoicism, a school of philosophy that emphasizes virtue, wisdom, and self-control, provides us with valuable insights on how to build self-discipline. In this video, we will delve deep into the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism to unlock the secrets of self-discipline. Each lesson will offer practical advice and inspirational wisdom to help you cultivate self-discipline in your life. Lesson 1. Understanding Stoicism. Before we dive into Marcus Aurelius' wisdom, it's essential to understand the core principles of Stoicism. At its heart, Stoicism is about embracing the things you can control and accepting the things you cannot. It teaches us to focus on our character, values, and actions, rather than being swayed by external circumstances. The Stoics believe that self-discipline is the key to living a virtuous and meaningful life. By practicing self-control and rationality, we can navigate the challenges of life with grace and resilience. Lesson 2. The power of perception. One of the central teachings of Stoicism is the power of perception. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that it's not events themselves that disturb us, but our interpretations of those events. To build self-discipline, we must learn to control our perceptions and reactions. In our journey towards self-discipline, we should adopt the Stoic practice of view from above. Imagine looking down on your life from a higher perspective, realizing the insignificance of your problems in the grand scheme of the universe. This perspective can help you stay calm and disciplined in the face of adversity. Lesson 3. The discipline of desire. Desire can be a double-edged sword. While it can motivate us to achieve great things, it can also lead us astray if left unchecked. Marcus Aurelius advises us to cultivate disciplined desires by focusing on what is truly essential in life: virtue and wisdom. To build self-discipline, we must learn to differentiate between what we need and what we merely desire. By aligning our desires with our values and exercising control over our cravings, we can channel our energy towards meaningful pursuits. Lesson 4. The art of endurance. Self-discipline often requires endurance and resilience. Life is filled with challenges and setbacks, but Stoicism teaches us to meet them with unwavering determination. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace difficulties as opportunities for growth. To build self-discipline, we must learn to accept and even love the obstacles that come our way. They are the raw material for our personal development. Lesson 5. The practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for building self-discipline. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of being present in the moment and fully aware of our thoughts and actions. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to examine our inner thoughts and judgments. Stoic mindfulness exercises that can help you gain greater control over your impulses and reactions. By observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment, you can make more conscious and disciplined choices. Lesson 6. The virtue of moderation. Moderation is a cornerstone of self-discipline. Stoicism teaches us to avoid extremes and seek balance in all aspects of life. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that excessive indulgence or deprivation can lead to weakness and instability. To build self-discipline, it's crucial to practice moderation in your actions, desires, and emotions. This lesson will provide practical strategies for finding the middle path and cultivating a disciplined approach to life. Lesson 7. The discipline of action. Self-discipline is not just about thoughts and intentions. It's also about taking consistent and purposeful action. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of aligning our actions with our values and principles. By setting clear goals, prioritizing what truly matters, and consistently taking steps towards your objectives, you can build the self-discipline needed to achieve your aspirations. Lesson 8. The role of resilience. Resilience is a quality that distinguishes those who succeed in the face of adversity. Stoicism teaches us to embrace challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that we have the power to choose how we respond to life's trials. Stoic practices of negative visualization and premeditatio malorum, the premeditation of evils. These techniques can help you build resilience by preparing your mind to face adversity with strength and discipline. Lesson 9. The path to virtuous living. Stoicism teaches us that true happiness and fulfillment come from living in accordance with our values and principles. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that our character is our most valuable possession. By consistently practicing self-discipline and striving for virtue, we can lead a life of purpose, integrity, and meaning. Lesson 10. Embracing the Stoic way of self-discipline. The path to self-discipline is not always easy, but it is undoubtedly rewarding. By applying the principles of Stoicism in your life, you can develop the self-discipline needed to achieve your goals, overcome challenges, and lead a life of virtue. Remember that building self-discipline is an ongoing journey. It requires dedication, practice, and a commitment to personal growth. But as Marcus Aurelius reminds us, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Embrace the obstacles and challenges in your life as opportunities to strengthen your self-discipline and grow as an individual. Lesson 11. Practicing Stoicism in Daily Life. Now that we've delved into the principles and teachings of Stoicism by Marcus Aurelius, it's time to explore how you can practically apply these philosophies in your everyday life. Building self-discipline isn't a theoretical exercise. It's about taking concrete steps to transform your thoughts, actions, and habits. In this lesson, we'll discuss how to integrate Stoic practices into your daily routine. 1. Morning meditation. Start your day with a moment of reflection. Take a few minutes to contemplate what lies within your control and what doesn't. Remind yourself of the Stoic idea that your character is the most significant thing you possess. Commit to facing the day's challenges with resilience and discipline. 2. Journaling. Keep a Stoic journal where you record your thoughts, emotions, and daily experiences. This practice can help you gain insight into your reactions and identify areas where you need to exercise more self-discipline. Additionally, use your journal to express gratitude for the things you have and the opportunities for growth that challenges provide. 3. Pause and reflect. Whenever you encounter a challenging situation or an impulse to react emotionally, pause. Take a deep breath and ask yourself if your response aligns with Stoic principles. Consider whether there's a more disciplined and rational way to handle the situation. 4. Negative visualization. Embrace the practice of negative visualization regularly. Visualize scenarios where you might face adversity, loss, or challenges. This exercise can help you prepare mentally for difficulties and build resilience. 5. Virtue as a guide. Make a conscious effort to align your actions with Stoic virtues, wisdom, courage, justice, and self-discipline. Before making decisions, ask yourself whether they reflect these virtues. This self-inquiry can steer you towards a disciplined and virtuous life. 6. Practice moderation. In your daily choices, practice moderation. Whether it's in your consumption of food, media, or even work, find the middle path that aligns with Stoic values. Avoid overindulgence or excess, which can lead to lack of discipline. 7. Prioritize your values. Identify your core values and prioritize them. When you're clear about what matters most to you, it becomes easier to make disciplined decisions that support your values. Lesson 12. Overcoming common challenges. Building self-discipline, as advocated by Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism, is a noble endeavor, but it's not without its challenges. In this lesson, we'll address some common obstacles you might encounter on your journey and provide strategies for overcoming them. 1. Procrastination. Procrastination is the enemy of self-discipline. To overcome it, break tasks into smaller, manageable steps, set deadlines, and create a structured routine. Focus on the satisfaction of completing tasks rather than the discomfort of starting them. 2. Impulse control. Impulses can lead you astray from your disciplined path. When faced with temptations, employ the 10-second rule. Pause for 10 seconds and reflect on whether giving in aligns with your long-term goals. 3. Lack of motivation. Motivation can be fleeting, but discipline is about consistency. When motivation wanes, rely on routines and habits. Commit to small daily actions that keep you moving forward, even on days when you don't feel motivated. 4. Overcoming fear. Fear of failure or criticism can hinder your self-discipline. Stoicism teaches us to accept the possibility of failure and to focus on the process rather than the outcome. Embrace challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. 5. Distractions. Modern life is filled with distractions. Create a focused work environment, set boundaries for technology use, and practice the art of single tasking. Eliminating unnecessary distractions can boost your self-discipline. Lesson 13. The rewards of self-discipline. As you embark on the path of self-discipline, it's important to recognize and celebrate the rewards that come with it. The journey may be challenging, but the fruits of your labor are worth every effort. In this lesson, we'll explore the profound rewards of cultivating self-discipline in your life. 1. Inner peace. Self-discipline brings a sense of inner peace and calmness. When you have control over your reactions and impulses, you can navigate life's challenges with equanimity. 2. Increase productivity. Discipline enhances your productivity. By eliminating distractions and focusing on your goals, you can accomplish more in less time. 3. Resilience. Self-discipline builds resilience. You become better equipped to face adversity, bounce back from setbacks, and persevere in the pursuit of your dreams. 4. Better relationships. Discipline extends to how you interact with others. It fosters empathy, active listening, and effective communication, leading to healthier and more fulfilling relationships. 5. Sense of purpose. Living a disciplined life means living in alignment with your values and principles. This sense of purpose gives life greater meaning and fulfillment. Lesson 14. Sharing the wisdom of self-discipline. Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics believed that wisdom should be shared and passed down to benefit society as a whole. As you continue to build self-discipline in your life, consider the role of sharing this wisdom with others. In this lesson, we'll explore how you can inspire and guide others on their journeys of self-discipline. 1. Lead by example. The most powerful way to inspire others is to embody self-discipline in your actions and decisions. When people see the positive impact it has on your life, they may be motivated to follow suit. 2. Share your journey. Be open and transparent about your own struggles and successes in building self-discipline. Your personal story can resonate with others who are on a similar path. 3. Mentorship. Offer mentorship or guidance to those who seek to improve their self-discipline. Share the lessons you've learned and provide support and encouragement. 4. Teach Stoic principles. Introduce others to the Stoic philosophy and its principles, which emphasize self-discipline as a means to a virtuous life. Encourage them to explore Stoic texts and practices. 5. Create a supportive community. Form or join a community of like-minded individuals who are committed to self-discipline and personal growth. The collective support and accountability can be invaluable. Lesson 15. Embracing a lifetime of discipline. Self-discipline is not a destination but a lifelong journey. Just as Marcus Aurelius continued to practice Stoicism throughout his life, your commitment to discipline should endure. In this final lesson, we'll explore how to embrace self-discipline as a lifelong pursuit. 1. Continuous learning. Stay open to new knowledge and insights. Continue to study Stoicism and other philosophies that resonate with you. The more you learn, the better equipped you'll be to face life's challenges. 2. Adaptability. Recognize that life is dynamic and circumstances change. Adapt your approach to self-discipline as needed. Be flexible while maintaining your core values. 3. Regular reflection. Make reflection a regular practice. Take time to assess your progress and make necessary adjustments. Celebrate your successes and learn from your failures. 4. Set new goals. As you achieve your current goals, set new ones. Challenge yourself to continually strive for personal growth and greater self-discipline. 5. Share wisdom. As you accumulate wisdom and experience, share it with others. Be a source of inspiration and guidance for those who seek to improve their lives. Lesson 16. A Stoic Legacy of Self-Discipline. Remember that building self-discipline is not a linear path. It's a lifelong commitment to growth, virtue, and wisdom. Along the way, you will face challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt, but these are opportunities for strengthening your resolve and discipline. As you continue to practice stoicism and build self-discipline, you are not only improving your own life, but also contributing to a more virtuous and harmonious society. The wisdom you gain and share can inspire others to lead disciplined and purposeful lives. Lesson 17. Navigating the challenges of modern life. In the modern world, filled with constant distractions, fast-paced living, and ever-evolving technology, the pursuit of self-discipline can be more challenging than ever. However, it's precisely in this environment that the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism shines brightest. In this lesson, we'll explore how to navigate the specific challenges of modern life while maintaining your commitment to self-discipline. 1. Digital detox. The digital age has brought with it a barrage of notifications, social media, and instant gratification. To enhance your self-discipline, consider regular digital detoxes. Dedicate time each day to disconnect from screens and reconnect with your inner self. 2. Mindful consumption. In a world of excess, practice mindful consumption. Be intentional about what you consume, whether it's food, information, or material possessions. Ask yourself whether these choices align with your values and goals. 3. Social comparison. The rise of social media often leads to unhealthy comparisons with others. Remember that people typically showcase their highlight reels, not their everyday struggles. Focus on your own progress and growth, not on how you measure up to others. 4. Instant gratification. The convenience of modern life can foster a desire for instant gratification. Resist the urge to seek immediate rewards. Embrace delayed gratification and prioritize long-term benefits over short-term pleasures. 5. Continuous learning. Use modern technology to your advantage by engaging in continuous learning. Access online courses, podcasts, and audiobooks to expand your knowledge and skills. Make learning a part of your daily routine. Lesson 18. Cultivating mindfulness in the digital age. In the age of constant connectivity and digital distractions, mindfulness becomes a vital tool for building self-discipline. The Stoics practiced mindfulness to maintain control over their thoughts and actions, and you can adapt these principles to the challenges of the digital age. In this lesson, we'll explore how to cultivate mindfulness in a world filled with digital noise. 1. Digital mindfulness. Dedicate specific times of day to engage with digital devices and technology. During other periods, disconnect completely to foster mindfulness and reduce the temptation to check notifications or emails impulsively. 2. Mindful consumption. Before diving into digital content, pause and ask yourself why you're doing it. Are you seeking information, entertainment, or connection? Being mindful of your intentions can help you avoid mindless scrolling. 3. Mindful work. Apply mindfulness to your work by practicing deep work sessions. Allocate focused, distraction-free time to tackle important tasks. This not only enhances productivity, but also reinforces your self-discipline. 4. Mindful reflection. At the end of the day or week, engage in mindful reflection on your digital interactions. Consider the impact of your online activities on your well-being, relationships, and self-discipline. Adjust your digital habits accordingly. Lesson 19. Building resilience through Stoicism. Resilience is a core attribute cultivated through self-discipline and Stoicism offers invaluable lessons on how to build and strengthen this quality. In this lesson, we'll delve deeper into the Stoic principles that empower you to navigate adversity, setbacks, and challenges with unwavering discipline and resilience. 1. Premeditatio malorum. The practice of premeditating evils involves mentally preparing for potential challenges and setbacks. In the digital age, this practice can help you anticipate and mitigate the negative effects of online interactions, cyberbullying, or digital stressors. 2. Amor fati in the digital world. Applying the Stoic concept of amor fati to your digital life means embracing and loving the digital challenges and setbacks you encounter. Rather than resenting online adversity, view it as an opportunity for growth and learning. 3. Stoic acceptance. Develop the discipline to accept that not everything online will align with your values or beliefs. Rather than reacting impulsively to differing opinions or negativity, practice Stoic acceptance and focus on what is within your control, your response. 4. Mindful disconnection. Cultivate the discipline of mindful disconnection. When faced with digital stress or online conflicts, consider temporarily disconnecting from the source of stress. Use this time to reflect and regain emotional equilibrium. 5. Focus on the present moment. In a world filled with digital distractions, maintain your discipline by staying focused on the present moment. When you're engaged in a task or conversation, give it your full attention rather than succumbing to the pull of digital interruptions. Lesson 20. Inspiring the next generation. One of the most profound ways to leave a lasting impact is by inspiring the next generation to embrace self-discipline and Stoic principles. As you continue your journey, consider how you can influence and guide young minds toward a life of wisdom and virtue. 1. Teaching Stoicism to children. Simplify Stoic principles and share them with young learners in an age-appropriate manner. Emphasize the importance of self-discipline, resilience, and kindness in their lives. 2. Be a role model. Children often learn by example. Demonstrate the power of self-discipline and stoicism in your own life. Your actions can inspire them to follow a disciplined path. 3. Storytelling. Use stories and examples from the lives of Stoic philosophers, historical figures, or contemporary role models to illustrate the value of self-discipline and virtuous living. 4. Philosophical discussions. Engage in age-appropriate philosophical discussions with young minds. Encourage them to question, reflect, and think critically about their choices and values. 5. Encourage self-reflection. Foster self-reflection in children by encouraging them to journal, express their thoughts, and explore their emotions. Help them develop the habit of mindful self-awareness. As we conclude this journey through the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism, remember that the legacy of self-discipline you leave behind is not limited to a particular time or place. Your commitment to virtue, wisdom, and resilience will continue to inspire and guide others long after you're gone. In the grand tapestry of human history, your dedication to self-discipline and virtue is a thread that weaves together the stories of countless individuals striving for a better world. As you embrace the Stoic way of life, you become a part of a legacy that transcends time and leaves an indelible mark on the human spirit. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "What we do now echoes in eternity." Your commitment to self-discipline will indeed echo in the hearts and minds of those you inspire.